Good morning, everyone. How's everybody doing this morning? Good. Okay. Well, my name is Dawn Garrity, and I pastor here alongside of Luke, my husband. And we're so thankful that you guys have joined us here this morning. Luke's actually in Montana, as you could tell by the announcement. He is fishing, and he's also... He is also heading up a conference at one of our friends' pastors' churches on the Holy Spirit, what we're learning about this month. So that was kind of interesting how that played out. And you can see it's really cold out there, too. It's 20 degrees, and he's been fishing, enjoying his time there, as well as getting to share at this church. And he seemed very open to speaking there as soon as the opportunity came. He quickly accepted the opportunity, and so I get to share with you this morning our message. So my identity is first and foremost a follower of Jesus. I am living my life trying to center all that I do and all that I think about in Jesus. And sometimes that can be hard because we're all human. Does this sound okay? Okay. But I also am a wife, a mother, a daughter, a sister, and a friend to people in our community. I try to stay active in our community as well. I realize that I would be totally unable to live my life in not an effective way if it weren't for the Holy Spirit's help and the Holy Spirit's presence too. So what does a relationship with the Holy Spirit look like for me? Well, I grew up in a church that was very focused on the presence of the Holy Spirit, and sometimes things got a little out of hand. Is it too close? Okay, thank you. Okay. So I grew up in a church that was very focused on the presence of the Holy Spirit, and sometimes things would get a little weird or confusing for me, and as a kid, I didn't know any better. You know, that's just what I grew up in, and but growing up, you know, I'm telling my kids now, you're always learning your relationship. It has to be your own relationship with God. Like Luke and I can assist you, but we're here with you along this journey, but it has to be with you and your relationship with God. So, for example, there was one time where I came home from Bible college, and my sister was convinced that I had a demon, or I was oppressed by Satan, probably because the kids I was hanging out with were very questionable, and the things that I was doing were not right, and also because I listened to Smashing Pumpkins, the band, and she was really concerned. So one night when I was sleeping, I woke up to post-it notes with scriptures and prayers all over post-it notes, and she had them all over my room, and she put them all over my room, on my bed, on myself, and I think she was just hoping and praying to the Holy Spirit that Jesus would set me free, and I just liked the beats of the band, so. Yesterday, while practicing my sermon, I let Sadie and Sorrel and Soren, our three youngest, I was practicing with them, and they wanted to know what's Smashing Pumpkins, so I was playing the music for them, and all I had was Sorrel, my seven-year-old, like shaking his head, like, no, this is like from the 1970s, Mom. I'm like, oh, no, it's not, actually. Soren, of course, was dancing, our three-year-old. And Sadie just kept saying, ew, no, Mom, no thanks. So that was pretty funny. I still enjoy that band. So from that experience and others, I developed a fear, a little bit, of questions of the Holy Spirit. Some of you might feel that way because of your past experiences with the Holy Spirit, or because you just haven't focused or had time to study on it. And that's why we're doing the topic of the Holy Spirit for this sermon series. So last week, Luke started things off for our series and shared with us that the Holy Spirit is God, is deeply involved in our salvation, helps us experience God's presence, and empowers us to live the lives of the kingdom of God. Every single time we experience the love of God, it's because the Holy Spirit is working in our lives. I'm going to say that again because I love that sentence. So every time we experience the love of God, it's because the Holy Spirit is working in our lives. So this morning, I'd like for us to read from the Gospel of John together. And as we read this scripture, we'll learn that Jesus wants us to drink deeply from his relationship from our relationship with the Holy Spirit. After we've read the passage of scripture, I want to talk about what it looks like on a day-to-day basis of having a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. So let's read. Still learning how to do this, sorry. Let's read John 7, 37 through 39. On the last day, the climax of the festival, Jesus stood and shouted to the crowds, "Anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures declare rivers of living water will flow from his heart." And when he said living water, he was speaking of the Spirit who would be given to everyone believing in him. But the Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus had not entered into his glory. And that's John 7, 37 through 39. When Luke and I had our oldest, I won't mention any names, I expected love and beauty to surround our household. Our family was complete. My dream had come true. I expected just life to be really easy. And boy, was I ever wrong. She was the most high-maintenance child we ever had. In fact, my mother-in-law gave me the Strong-Willed Child book. Who read that, raising their kids? And she was only 3 weeks old. And of course, anyone who knows my oldest, she's top-notch amazing, dear to my heart, I love her. And so that book really worked. But when my kids act out and have bad attitudes, I either withdraw because I hate conflict, I tend to do that more, or I get super bratty right back at them. And hopefully I'm not alone in this area. That's just my struggle within me is how I handle each situation. Now, Luke and I have 14 years to 3 years old of kids, and I've come to realize that there is no way that I can love them or understand their hearts fully in my own strength, and that's where the Holy Spirit comes in. That's why Jesus' promise in John 7 is so important to me and for you and our community. Not only does Jesus promise everyone who is thirsty can come to him, but he promises that rivers of living water will flow from their heart. Now, some of you might be wondering what it means to have rivers of living water flow out of your heart. It's just an interesting statement. But if you can picture that, let's listen to the world's most famous biblical scholar. and this is from me. helps us understand the words of what Jesus was talking about. It's not for me. My husband is a scholar. I'm practical. Sometimes. So this comes from Tom Wright, and he wrote a book, John for Everyone. John's comments helps us to hold this promise in the right framework. Jesus was speaking, he says, about the Spirit. Anyone who believes in Jesus is promised that the Spirit, God's refreshing personal presence, will come to live within them. Another helpful biblical teacher is a woman named Jeannie Morgan, whose book, Encounter the Holy Spirit, and she says, "Even before we invite the Holy Spirit to come and fill us, we discover Jesus has invited us already. When we are dry, we have to drink. It quenches our thirst and revitalizes us. Without water, we would die. Jesus gave an invitation to whoever is spiritually thirsty, knowing that without him, we will die. Like water, his Holy Spirit refreshes us and cleanses us and revives us. When Jesus told his crowds that anyone who was thirsty could come to him and he would give them the Holy Spirit, it was the promise that Jesus would not leave us all alone, but with his Spirit would be with us and in us. So being a wife and a mother has its up and downs, just like being human has its up and downs. That's why we need to take Jesus' invitation so seriously and drink from the well that never runs dry. So this morning I want to share three things about the Holy Spirit in my personal life, what it looks like in my relationship with the Holy Spirit. Number one, the Holy Spirit helps me in my prayer life. I love praying with people. I just have a heart for people and people in need. So sometimes I don't always know what to pray for, and prayer can be a scary thing, especially if you don't feel like you know what to say, or you just feel inadequate. That's where the Holy Spirit can come in and speak to you. So sometimes when I don't know what to pray for, I'll have a strong burden for someone, I'll just ask the Holy Spirit to give me the words to say to that person. And sometimes it comes, sometimes it doesn't. We're all human, we have distractions, but that's a way that the Holy Spirit works through my life. And in Romans 8:26, the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed into words. So sometimes you don't even have the words to say, and that's where the Holy Spirit comes in. Amen? Thanks. Number two, the Holy Spirit brings peace in the midst of chaos. I think everybody has some chaos in their life at times. Life can be chaotic with our family of five kids, sports and activities, a dog, a lizard, all the church responsibilities, and then people. Like Luke and I love the church. We love getting to know the people and helping them along this journey. Half of my life right now is waiting in the car for practices and to get over or school to get dismissed. I swear I spend half my day waiting in the car these days, and I have another 14 years of this, so yay! So the Spirit brings peace in the midst of chaos when I carve out time for prayer and read my Bible, and I can do that in the car as long as I don't have my 3-year-old in there, because he talks all the time. He never stops. And number three, the Holy Spirit empowers me to bless others. Could you imagine having a home filled with appliances and never turning on the electricity in your home? It's kind of like that, you know, where our bodies are dwelling. We're a place that God dwells. And if we don't allow the Holy Spirit to come in, he's just sitting there, you know? That's a good word picture for me. God has given us all different gifts, and the Holy Spirit can speak through those gifts and others around us. God's help is only available through the Spirit. We constantly need to ask the Holy Spirit to lead us, to guide us, and to help us do the things that God wants us to do in our communities. When we are growing as Christians, we should allow the Spirit to take control over more and more areas of our lives. And sometimes that's scary just to let go and let God do it, you know? Some practical examples of the Holy Spirit in our lives that you guys can take home today is, as a spouse, having patience and understanding with your spouse. Sometimes that can be a miracle. You too have to learn that next week. As a parent, having patience and love for your children, having patience and love for your children on a day-to-day basis. also a struggle. As an adult child to your parents, sharing love and respect and patience with them, too, can also be challenging. As a sibling, the Holy Spirit can give you insight on different situations or peace of mind when the relationship is tried, even adult relationships with your siblings can be tough too. As a friend, to people who you care about and who face challenges that you sometimes don't know how to help them. So in one of mine and Luke's Bible studies that we were, we've done Bible studies since before we were even married. I always thought that Luke would be the like top-notch core group pastor if we could, or a small group pastor, like the bigger churches have those where they hire them. That's just us, you know, where our home is very inviting. We have people over quite a bit, and I could always see him being a core group pastor. But anyways, so we've been doing that before we were even married. And about 15 years ago, we were leading a core group, and it was an alpha course, which actually the youth group is doing right now. Little hint to that. There was a 20-year-old guy and his dad attending this group. And we're going to call this guy, his name is Jeremy. I don't really remember what his name is, honestly, but the story impacted me for the rest of my life, so we'll just call him Jeremy. This 20-year-old guy named Jeremy, he came, him and his dad attended our Bible study, and he would let us know every single week for about 4 weeks that he did not want to be there. His dad was making him go, which I thought was pretty cool, a dad making a 20-year-old guy go to church. So he had some respect there. And every single week, the first time he sat in the corner, he actually scooted his chair back out of the corner and crossed his arms and, I don't want to be here and I don't need Jesus. And so every week he'd let us know that he didn't want to be there and he didn't need Jesus and his dad was making him come. And week by week, it was kind of like an introduction to Christianity. He would hear the stories of people in their lives and how God has transformed their lives and how they're experiencing the Holy Spirit. And he listened to what God was doing in people's lives. And before we knew it, he started, sorry. I promised Luke I wasn't going to cry. Before we even knew it, he started to experience God's love. And the Holy Spirit came into his life, and he was transformed completely in a matter of 12 weeks. It was an amazing event to watch. So with that story in mind, if you're wanting more of God or wanting a relationship with God, oh, thank you. or wanting to have a relationship with God or the Holy Spirit to connect with you this morning, I would ask if I could just pray this prayer over everyone here this morning. So if you guys could just stand up and I'll pray this prayer for you. And I'm going to put up on the screen. I'll just pray for you. But I'd ask if you guys would just for privacy and just for you to connect with God, just to relax and breathe in and just feel his presence this morning. And I'll pray this prayer for you. So if you could just bow your heads and really, sometimes in this helps too, is just putting your hands out, no pressure or anything, but if you want to, just put your hands out. It's us receiving from God, you know, like, Lord, I'm here, you know. So I'll pray this prayer for us. Jesus, I really want to know the Holy Spirit. Not just what he does, but who he is. I want to invite you, Holy Spirit, to teach me more of yourself and lead me closer to Jesus. I choose to believe now that you want to use me like you used the first disciples. In the stillness of this place now, please open up my understanding as I surrender myself to you. I receive all that you want to give me, and with a thankful heart, amen. And if there is anyone here this morning that would like to receive prayer this morning, we do have a people that have been, we do have a few people that have been trained how to pray for people and be comfortable with that. And I would ask that you guys would come up here if you're on the prayer team, if you could come up. If you are some people that would like prayer to help you go alongside on this journey that we have with God, if you just want to get to know him better, or you want to invite God into your life, or you want to have more of the Holy Spirit in your life in practical ways, I just want to invite you guys to come up and ask for prayer. This is a safe place, and we are here for you. But if you also need to leave, you are dismissed. It was short and sweet. But yeah, I definitely encourage you guys. This is a safe place. So if you feel a little tug or you just need prayer for anything, I just pray that you can come up here and get some prayer.